we have extended an invitation to the ladies so that you can speak to them. And perhaps at a later stage, you would also speak to the men. But it is imperative that you speak to the ladies at least, and perhaps give them the necessary information. Over to you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين يوم الدين أما بعد My dear brother and sister in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We have another session going to this house next to us And it's normal And it's very healthy Do you know why? We see the absence of Islam. We see the absence of Islam. What happens if we do not have Islam? Our life becomes miserable. What is Islam? Islam is submission and surrender to the will of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What meaning submission? People think, if I'm praying, five times namazi, salah, and I'm making some fasting, I'm submitting. No, just submitting only a few minutes. But the real submission is submission of the heart. When your heart connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you believe Allah is the door, when you believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, when you believe Allah is the provider, with the belief Allah is the only one can benefit, with the belief Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only supporter, at this moment, now I'm really believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you see is the absence of the action of Muslims. When a Muslim do not do his duty, the environment affecting us. When we do not do our duty, environment affecting us. By the way, I can keep talking, but is any question or concern anyone want to ask me? Is any question or concern about Islam you want to ask me? Any question or concern? My dear sister in Islam, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes some people poor? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes some people rich? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some people health? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the health from some people? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us life? Why Allah takes the life? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some people beauty? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away from other? Why? Is anybody can tell me why? Why some people intelligent? Why some people slow? Why some people have no mind? Why? Anybody tell me why? Do you know or you do not know? You do not know. Everybody do not know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, in Surah Al-Furqan, I think if my memory is correct, I think it's verse 20. He said, وَرَبُّكَ No, I'm sorry. He said, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضِ الْفِتْنَةِ أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا What it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I create you as a trial for each other. You will be patient, and I'm all-knowing, all-seeing. Allah, He know. He know everybody what He has and what He doesn't have. And the whole trial in this life is when Allah give me, I ask myself, is me have thanks to Allah? Is me content with what Allah give me? Is me content with what Allah do not give me? Is me content with Allah take away from me? this is a whole tribe. Believe me, if I have a videotape now, and I show you the camp of the Afghani refugee, you will be crying. Because the poorest woman in here, she can be the prince in the refugee camp. If I show you another tape from Albania and Bosnia, when people were slaughtered, and they cannot even, they're running with their life, and the woman was raped, even in the age of 4 and 5 years old, when the mother has to eat her own child, they cook your own child in front of you, they kick it, and they kill it, and they barbecue it, and tell you to eat your own daughter and your own son. It happened in 1948 in Palestine. The president of Israel this year, or the last couple of years, he was famous by something. Do you know what he did? He used to go to the pregnant woman and cut her stomach open and get the child alive and cut it and let the family starving to death, and after that make you eat your own baby. Yes, this is a historical fact. You have people from Iraq selling their own daughter for $5. $5 per daughter. $5 per son. You have women and children, they selling themselves for anybody to do anything just for a meal. Do you feel the bounty of Allah? Yes or no? I do not hear you. Do you feel the bounty of Allah? Yes or no? If you say no, you are in big trouble. If somebody running after you and you feel scared and you do not know what will happen to you, there's no any problem more than that. The ultimate property of mankind when he do not see the bounty of Allah. What is the ultimate bounty of Allah in earth? Anybody tell me? What is the ultimate bounty of Allah in earth? Are you with me or sleeping? Are you here? You think so? Physically? Can you please touch yourself and do like this? Please, touch yourself and do like this. And ask yourself, I'm here? Yeah, I'm still alive? Kicking? Okay. Do you believe in Allah? Do you really believe in Allah? Yes or no?
Yes.
I cannot hear you.
Yes.
I cannot hear you.
Yes.
Do you make 5 times salah?
Yes.
You sure? On time?
Yes.
Do you thank Allah?
Yes.
Yes. Once I say thank Allah, I hear yes. You should say yes. I'm so happy with what Allah gave me. I'm so pleased. Anybody tell me why? Why you should be very happy? Okay, whoever going to answer, I give him $1,000. Whoever give me the answer, quick, 2,000. Why you should be thanks to Allah? I have to hear you.
For his words, promises, and
what bounty? What's the ultimate bounty? What's the ultimate bounty? The people in my class before, no answer. When I ask you, I will ask you to give me the answer. But now I want these people now. What's the ultimate bounty Allah give us? What is it? I cannot hear you. What is it?
Life?
No. The cow have life. The chicken have a life. The donkey has a life. The non-believer have a life. The disbeliever have a life. The sinner has a life. What's the ultimate bounty? What's the ultimate bounty?
Islam.
What is it?
Islam.
What do you mean? What's the ultimate bounty? You're very close. لا إله إلا الله. She answered. Is this the right answer? Yes or no? Yes or no? Is this the right answer? Yes or no? I know you're fasting, but you can talk, right? Is this the right answer? Okay, I owe you $2,000. Whoever gives the answer correct, he might get something. And the ultimate gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the ultimate gift Allah give us? What is it? What is it? I cannot hear you. She just said it. Islam. La ilaha illallah. Because with it you go to Jannah. You go to paradise. Because you're not resident of Guyana. And sooner or later you will die and you go to the grave. And you want to meet Allah. It doesn't mean you have relative in Canada or America, you're not going to go. Everybody's going. By this way, we should be happy or no? Subhanallah. I'm with dead people today. And we should be happy or no? Happy or no? I do not hear you. Exactly. We should be very happy. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ultimate bounty. What is it again? لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. What is the ultimate bounty?
لا إله إلا الله.
Can you get a better gift than that? Can you get a better gift than that? If I tell you come now, you will be the president of Guyana, but you cannot be a Muslim. You have to deny your Islam. Who will accept? Who will accept? You have to deny your Islam and you become the president of USA. Will be elected instead of George Bush, it will be you. But deny your Islam. You like that? And you be in the White House? Why? What are you looking for? What is it? Stay. What are you looking for? The pleasure of Allah. Right or wrong? The pleasure of Allah. How I gain the pleasure of Allah?
I serve Allah.
What's that?
I serve Allah.
How are you serving Him?
Prayer.
What else? Something very beautiful Allah loves. If you do, He loves you. What is it? What is it?
Be
charitable, mashallah. What happens if you have nothing? How you be charitable? Can you be charitable if you have nothing? How? MashaAllah. What's that?
Give advice.
MashaAllah. What else? Smiling to your own sister is a charity. Helping your own sister in Islam is a charity. Remind people to Salah is a charity. Visiting a sick is a charity. You with me or no? Yes or no? Yes. What else? How we please Allah? Something very beautiful. If you say it, $2,000. And a gift. What's that? Oh, be honest and kind. Very good, but it's not the answer. Something Allah loves so much. And if you have it, your life change. And Allah will be so happy with you. What is it? Something. If you have it, Allah will love you so much. And all your problems is gone. You keep saying knowledge. Knowledge is so big. You're very intelligent. You're playing with words. Knowledge is knowledge. What is knowledge? I can go cut watermelon. I have the knowledge of cutting watermelon. What knowledge? Be specific.
Knowledge in Islamic.
No, be specific.
A kind heart.
What's that?
Kind heart.
Be specific. I'm looking for one word. If you do it, Allah love you. If you do it, Allah will be so pleased with you. If you do it, Allah will open for you. What is it? Priority is part, but something very important, something with your heart. The people from next class, no. Only they can listen now. No. I'm looking for something very important. If you do, Allah love you.
Fasting?
It's not an action physically, it's an action by your heart. Come on! Huh? Okay, I'm going to challenge you now. Is any man in here knows the answer? I will take $2,000 from the man who gives me the right answer. What do you think? Whoever man gives me the right answer, I take from him $2,000. I give it to the person next who gives me the answer. What's the answer? Anybody know? Something, if you do with your heart, it's action by your heart. Allah will be so, He loves you so much and be pleased with you. Iman is a big board. Some, what's that? A what?
To
have Allah in my heart. It's far. I'm looking for one more.
Ibadah.
Ibadah is a big, big meaning. Can be many things. Try. What's that? I can't hear. Oh, the letter. You want the letter? You know, my bad thing is I do not know how to write. What is the word? No. What's the first letter in the word I'm looking for? No. Okay. The first letter is C. The first letter in C. And those who know Arabic, the first letter is Ra. Make me happy today. If you do this word I'm looking for, if you have it, you will never have a problem in your life. Never. What's that? No. What's that? Wait. Start with C. What's that? To be kind, no. And even if you know the answer, it will not be algebra. Because you've been with me for so long.
Caring.
No. It's an action between you and Allah. It is something. If you have it in your heart, it will reflect in you. It will reflect in your face. It will reflect in your body.
Content.
What's that?
Content.
Who said it first? You or her? No, lady. Who lady is the first one to say? Who? Why you didn't say it? Why? Contentment. Rida. Contentment, rida. It is the secret of all this life. If you content with what Allah give you, you're done. If you content with what Allah give you, you're done. Who gives the answer? Okay, remind me now, we calculate. And otherwise I'll be bankrupt. But if I finish, I will take from you. No problem, right? No problem. You like it or you don't. You are part of the class. Okay, what do you think? Can we take some money from here, put it here? What do you think? Yes? Okay, help me out. Why contentment? Why contentment? If we have it, it opens the treasure of all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who give me the answer?
If you don't have contentment...
What's that?
If you don't have contentment, you lack the brilliance.
But I do not ask you first. So, every time you talk, you have to pay me $1,000.
Sorry.
This is okay, you owe me $1,000. What's that? What do you mean? No, if you give me the right answer, it's two. It was the wrong answer. I'll show you why. It's still the question. The question is, why, if I have contentment, it is the secret of all life, meaning I will be happy in this life and hereafter. Why? What's that?
Allah knows what
you deserve. 100% almost missing a word. But you're right. You heard what she said? Can you repeat it loudly?
Allah knows what we deserve.
Allah knows what we deserve. But I will phrase it a different way. Allah knows what we need. Allah knows what we need. We do not know what we need. Allah know what we need. Can you please give me my $1,000? Before I forget, I like to be fresh. And keep it open in case I need more.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Okay. Okay. Now, in case I die, I have to give everybody his right. First one is you. No, thank Allah. The second one is you. And the third one is you. Now, can we have a live class now? The contentment is so beautiful. If you leave today with this word only, you are the most richest woman in earth. Why? If you leave with this word only, contentment, and you understand it, you will be the most richest woman on earth. Why? Whoever give me the answer, $2,000. One from me, one from him. And if he finish, we take from the man next to him. Okay? Why? If you leave this class today, you will be the most richest woman on earth. Nobody will be more richest than you, according to your own contentment. Why? What do you think? We increase the price for the right answer? Maybe it motivates people? Come on. Why? Do you know something? If you understand what I'm doing,
because Allah pleased with you.
You almost. You have half.
Because you gain knowledge from
me. No.
You satisfied with your life.
What's that?
You satisfied with your life.
You get half. Join their her half with your half. Allah will be pleased with you. Why? Right hand. Always you take was right. And you gave was right, and you never use left except in the bathroom. I'm serious. You never give except giving was right, and take was right. But let me tell you why. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we hear Rasulullah, what we say? I do not hear you. I do not hear you. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By this way, when we be pleased with what Allah give me, or take away from me, when I'm content with what Allah give me, or even do not give me, Allah will be pleased with me. This is the answer, but not really the full answer. The real answer is hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he said? He said, be content with what Allah give you, you will be the most richest man in earth, or the most richest woman in earth. Be content with what Allah ordained for you, you will be the most richest man or woman on earth. And if you are content, what this will do to you? If you content, if you're sick, you're not sick, you're healthy, you're ugly, you're big, you're old, you're fat, you're skinny, you have, you do not have, if you content, what this will do to you? What's that? Peace and mind. What else? Happiness. You have a problem? No. You need anything? No. All you need is fulfilled. It's only one word. Contentment. What this will do to me?
If I'm content with what Allah ordained for me, what it will do to me? Between me and Allah, Allah will be pleased with me. Allah will be happy with me. You see how it goes? Now, if Allah happy with me and pleased with me, what Allah will do? What Allah will do for me? If He pleased with me, what Allah will do? Bless you. What else? Blessing has no any limit. But what's something very important? Every time you contend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala label your name in His kingdom as my servant, the contend one. And He said, oh my angel, give her or him a palace in paradise called the palace of contentment. By this way you can live in the shack in Guyana, but you have a palace in paradise. By this way, you love your shack or you do not love it? You love your shack or no?
Yes.
You love the way you live or no?
Yes.
You happy or no?
Yes.
You content or no?
Yes.
Why? Why are you happy?
Because whatever Allah gives me, I content and I'm happy with
it. Allah yiftah alayki. If you live this way, Allah promised He will fulfill your need and will take care about everything you need. You see how it goes? Now, what happens if I'm content, but Allah do not give me what I need? What does it mean? Is Allah love me or dislike me? Why He love you and He doesn't give you? And what else? Masha Allah, and He won't give you goodness in the hereafter. What else? Here is this hadith, beautiful hadith. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hear a non-Muslim or a disbeliever or a sinner and say, oh Allah, oh God, or the Creator, whatever who you are, I want such and such, I want Mercedes Benz, I want Lexus, I want a house, I want this, I want that. Allah replied to Angel Jibreel. He said, oh Angel Jibreel, give him what he wants. I hate to hear his voice. I hate to hear his voice. Give him. And if a Muslim, beloved to Allah, content, happy, and if you have a calamity and need, and you raise your hand, oh Allah, give me, oh Allah, give me. Allah replied to Angel Jibreel, oh Angel Jibreel, don't give him what he wants. Don't give her what he wants. I love to hear my servant say, Ya Allah. Allah, He loves us to hear us begging to Allah. Can we go beg a man? Beg for money? Beg for anything? It's not the style of a mu'min. A mu'min never beg. The mu'min beg whom only? Allah. You want beg? Beg from whom? Allah. You need anything? You need it from whom? Allah. A Muslim is a beggar, but only a beggar to Allah. Do you understand it? Yes or no?
Yes.
What we leave tonight with? What is it? You cannot say it. I cannot hear you. No. You see, I am losing my voice. Say it now.
Contentment.
What is about the young one? Contentment. Well.
Contentment.
Everybody repeat it.
Contentment.
All the time or sometime?
All the time.
Why? Because Allah is our doctor. Allah, He knows what we need. How many people get money and become arrogant? You want to be arrogant? Why? Why you do not want to be arrogant? Why? Whoever give me the right answer, $2,000. Why you do not want to be an arrogant? Be specific. Why you do not want to be an arrogant? 1,000 from me, 1,000 from you. And if you give the right answer, I take 2 from you. Why arrogant is so bad? Why you do not want to have arrogant? Why?
Well, he, she said it. Be specific. What's that? I cannot read.
Because we want to move to paradise.
Be specific, you said how?
You want to get into Savannah?
No, she is on the right track. She's on the right track. Okay, give me a thumbs up. What's that?
I answered.
Oh, you answered? What is the answer?
But why didn't I say to you because you take 2,000?
Okay, give me 2,000.
No, no, that's why I didn't answer.
What's the answer?
Yeah.
No. It's the wrong answer. Give me 1,000. What happened is, let me give you the answer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear Rasulullah, what we say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he said? He said, whoever has a doubt of arrogance, he will never enter paradise. He ever has a doubt of arrogance, doubt, mithqala khardal min kib, he will never enter paradise. You like that kib? You have to have arrogance? No. You cannot have arrogance. Because if you have a doubt of arrogance, you will never go to paradise at all. Who wants to get arrogant? Do you know money what it does to people? Arrogant, greedy, selfish, and even knowledge. Anything Allah give you, it make you arrogant, unless you use it for Allah. You understand me? Okay, now we're coming to another question. Whoever give me this question, he got $2,000. Now, what is the question? What is the another thing? If you have it, Allah love you so much. Something else with contentment. If you have it, Allah love you so much, and now you are having the key to go to Allah direct. Think. Something. There's only one word. If you have it, you gain the treasure of Allah direct. Whatever you need, Allah give you. Direct. Be specific. Anybody know any from men? What's that? No, they said the same. What is the pillar? This is another pillar of happiness in this life and the after. If you have it, you gain from the treasure of Allah direct. It's only one word. Come on. No. What's that? Say it again.
The letter of the word against
you. You always a letter. Okay, what is the letter? I don't know. What's that? In English, I do not know the word. Okay. It is two words. It's two, yeah, I said no. It's two words. One start with C, one start with F. And Arabic wise, it starts with Ya. Yeah. I said two words. C, F. The first word is C, and the second word starts with F. What's that? Who said faith? Concentrate your mind, you will get the right answer. If you think from Allah's point of view, you get the answer. What you have, if you have it in your heart, you gain all the keys of Allah. Oh brother, you're leaving? Oh, he's coming back? Okay, I will make sure. What's that? What's that? Give me the word exactly. Yeah. Okay, what is it? What's that? I cannot hear you. Come here. No. You and her are very close, but focus. How you get closer to Allah? If you want anything from Allah, how you get it? If you want anything from Allah, how you get it?
Concentrate.
You have it last week or last 4 weeks. But I don't know if you remember. Anybody here know? If you have it, you gain from the treasure of Allah direct. Direct. It's great. Whatever you need, Allah give you right away. This is why I focus on that. Any man here know? What's the answer? Don't forget I said two words. No. It's one meaning. It's only one meaning. No, we said contentment. Believe it or not, those who said faith, they're very close. Because I do not expect that they know another word. Okay? Give me some. What happened is, who said faith before? Very soon you got it. Who wants to get faith? You or her? No, tell me.
No, you should get the answer for it.
Okay,
hey. No, you give it
over. Well, right there. That's it. Now, what happened, this lady, she tricked you out. In English, it's the Arabic is yaqeen. In English, the translation is a certainty of faith, meaning the true faith, not any faith. Yaqeen, in Arabic, yaqeen, which high level of iman. In English, it translated the certain of faith, or the certainty of faith, certainty of faith, meaning you have faith without no doubt. Meaning, when you raise your hand to Allah, you believe without no doubt Allah is a doer. You believe without no doubt Allah is a provider. Do you understand or no?
Yeah.
By Arabic, what it mean? Yaqeen. What it mean?
Yaqeen.
Yaqeen. What does yaqeen mean? The certainty of faith. What it will do to me? It opens the treasure of Allah. It make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me whatever I want. Do you think this is not enough? What else you need after that? If you can have the keys of the treasure of Allah, and you have the pleasure of Allah, and Allah love you, what else you need? Do you need anything? Do you think anything you might need? Is anybody can help you of many means? What is it? No, only one can help you, only one can support you, only one can open for you, only one, he know what you need. By this way, if we leave today with two words only, the Arabic word is rida. What is it? Rida. What mean rida? Eh? Contentment. We talk about only two words now. Rida, what is it? Okay, if I'm contentment, what will happen? I gain the contentment of Allah. I'm so happy. I have no problem. And if I have yaqeen, if I have what? Yaqeen. What yaqeen meaning? Certainty of faith. What it will do to me? It gave me the keys of the treasure of Allah. Now, if I have these two, what else I need? Do you think I can need anything? No. And actually, the early scholar of Islam, they said, the key of happiness in this life and the hereafter, only in two words. What's the two words? And what? Yeah. Only two words. Only two things. If you have them, your life changes in this life and the hereafter. What's the other game? And what else? Certainty of faith. This is the two key of happiness in this life and the hereafter. Does anybody forget the two key words?
Everybody remember? Can I ask questions? What is the second word? What's that? What's the first word? What's the Arabic word? MashaAllah, what's the Arabic word for contentment? Rida. Don't ever forget. Rida. They always used to you say, if you content with what Allah ordained for you, Allah will be content with you. What else do you want? If Allah content with you, what else do you want? If you have faith in Allah and you have believed Allah is the doer only, what else do you want? Any question, any concern? You have a question, any concern? You sure? How old are you? 8 years old or 8 months? What is it? 8 years or 8 months? Huh? Any question, any concern? You next, I'm going to ask, how old are you? What's that? 28? 28 years old? Oh.
She's 7.
Oh, she's 7. I said 28 years old. What do you feed her? Subhanallah. Any question, any concern? Are you going to really leave with something today? What is it? What is the knowledge? You always keep saying knowledge. Huh? What you going to leave with today? And what? Yes. Believe me, if you know these two words and you live with them, you will never need anything in your life. I promise you. You know why? Why? Why if you live with these two words, you will never need anything? And what else?
And peace of mind.
And what else? And what else? And what else? What's that? MashaAllah, say it. And it opens the door of the pleasure and treasure of Allah. Now, if I have this tool, do you think I would ever need anybody? No, no way. No way. And not only that, Allah will put blessing in what He gave me. Allah put blessing in what He gave me. You understand me? Yes?
Yes.
Any question, any concern? I can ask you many questions. Imagine, no question, meaning all of you scholar, all of you know everything. This is a problem. Nobody asked me any question. By the time I finish my time in Guyana, I will lose my voice. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Any question, any concern?
And what about people who don't have faith?
What's that?
Who don't have faith?
I don't feel.
Who don't have faith?
Who?
What about those who do not have faith?
Okay, let me tell you something. Number one, think about yourself. Do you have faith? Do you have contentment? Do you happy? Do you believe in Allah? Do you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all the treasure? Do you have certainty of faith? Do you not ask me nobody except Allah? Do you rely completely on Allah? And you never beg nobody except Allah. This what important. This what important. Nothing else important. Now what other do not have it? What we can do? We can teach, we can talk about it. We can show them, we can remind them. And now we spread it. Imagine if I spread the contentment and faith. Wonder what happens. Who's the ultimate winner? Me or you? Me. Why? Because if you talk about the topic all the time, all the time, all the time, I might talk to you, but you might not get it completely.
But if I talk about it all the time, all the time, all the time, what will happen? Who's the ultimate winner? Me. Because I'm the one who talk about it all the time. Because if you talk about something all the time, what will happen? The reality of what you're saying, it will come in your heart. If we talk about any topic all the time, the reality of this topic will come in our heart. Why in the television they repeat all the time? By this way you memorize. You see? By this way, if I want to receive contentment and rida from Allah and certainly of faith, what I do? How I gain it? How I gain it? How I gain it? I see some money left over. What's that? Be specific. Whoever give me the right answer, have the same. Until I finish what I have. What's that? What's that? What's that? Teach other people this half. What else? It's the same. Something very important. Actually now, what you said is half of the pillar of how to gain anything from Allah. If you want to gain something from Allah, talk about it to other. If you give da'wah, invite other to iman and yaqeen. If you invite other to contentment, you will receive it. If you invite other for faith, you will receive it. One more thing. If you have it, you have the pillar of getting closer to Allah. Very powerful. It's actually a gift for this ummah. What is it? If you do da'wah, if you invite people toward Allah, you will receive what you're inviting to. You give half. Now the another half. Something else. If you do, you will receive it. Very simple. Belong to the first part. Any man in here knows the answer. It's very simple. We fight all about it every day in the masjid. What's that? What are you fighting in the masjid about? What's that? You tell me that. One thing more. What's that? Yes, this all is in one. What's another half? Meaning another action. If you do it, it will help you to gain faith, it will help you to go, to gain rida, it will help you for anything. Very simple. Anybody knows the answer? What happened to you? What's that? No, something specific. Some action. What's that? Action. Action. This time is action. Be specific. It's all connected, but something missing. Without it, you cannot gain it. You cannot gain anything without it. I will give you part of it. Watch me correctly. I'm going to give you part of it. Watch my hand. What's that? What's that? What's that? I cannot hear. Intention is good, but something after intention because action. I'm helping you. The first letter by Arabic is D or Dal. Who said it? Imagine. Why Allah will give me without dua? Can I have one? I do not think you guys will have any woman class after that again. Do you want to have woman class again? Do you want to have another woman class in here?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes.
Inshallah. Now, what is the two pillars you can gain with it? Inequality. We just said it. What is the pillar to gain inequality from Allah? Do you hear that? We heard it or no? The pillar to gain inequality from Allah is two. Invite with the quality you want. Invite Muslim or non-Muslim to the quality you want. This number one. And number two, what is it? By the way, give me 1,000, please. Give me 1,000. Just one. Right hand. You know why or no? You give half, and you give me half. Do you understand me? The two pillars, if you have them, you gain any quality you're missing or you're looking for. Please bear with me. Wallahi, by the will of Allah, I am giving you the treasure of this life and hereafter. The treasure, in a few words. If I have no quality about something, I won't gain this quality. What I do? I invite other first. Bear with me. Don't look to people cleaning the bathroom. You know, focus. By this way, if I want gain some quality, what I do, number one? Set intention, invite other to it. And the more I invite other to it, I gain it. Do you see how it goes? I have to invite other to the quality I do not have. Number one. Number two, what is it?
Dua.
What you guys did? Dua. You call Allah. Say, oh Allah, give me this quality. Allah will give you. But if I do not call Allah and ask Him, oh Allah, give me the quality, why Allah will give me? Tell me, why Allah will give me the quality? Oh Allah, roti, Allah, roti, roti, dal, chicken, chicken, oh Allah, chicken. Allah will give me chicken. But if I said, oh Allah, give me rida, give me contentment, ya Allah. Make me please you, ya Allah. Oh Allah, give me faith, ya Allah. Make me believe in you, ya Allah. What Allah will give me? Allah will give me faith. Because Allah give me according to what I want, what I desire, what I call Him for. It's very simple. What I'm calling Allah for, He will give me. What I'm thinking about it, He will give me. Unless it's a bad sin. If I call Allah and say, oh Allah, I want to make this sin, is Allah will give me? And even if it is, Allah can give me and He will punish me for it because I can't ask Him for a sin. You understand me? What is the pillar of something can help me to gain a good quality? I just said it. It's the same. I just want you to repeat it. What is it? Inviting toward Allah with a quality I miss. And what's another topic? I make dua. What? You have any topic for me? Yes, if you invite people to something, as soon or later this quality will come to you. And if you call Allah and ask Him for the quality, as soon or later Allah will give it to you. Because you asked for it. Are you with me or no?
Yes.
Are you alive or dead?
Alive.
How I know? How I know you are alive? How I know you are alive? If you give me the answer, $2,000. How I know you are alive? Don't look at the only thing, the basic thing. No, 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 no.
Because we are here sitting with everyone.
No.
We're recording.
No. I'm looking for something Islamically. It distinguishes between the life and death. Huh? What makes a person alive? What make a person dead in the eye of Allah? What make a person alive? What make a person dead in the eye of Allah? Is no man answer today? You see, breathing is not a big deal. The non-believer believe. Breathe. What's that? I cannot hear you.
You're
trying, young lady. You're really trying. You know what happened? The answer only done by Quran and Sunnah. If you know Quran and Sunnah, it will be the right answer. If you do not know, you will not know. It is a revelation. It's a Quran verse. It says, whoever do that is alive. Whoever do not do it is dead. The difference between alive and dead, what is the difference? What about if I ask all this mashallah learned men? How I know this people is alive or dead? Is that enough? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the word. Something, if you do it, you are alive. If you're not doing it, you're dead. Something, if you do it, you are alive. If you're not doing it, you are dead. If you do it, you have a life. If you do not do it, you have darkness. What's that? It's an action. An action can be done by lips. It can be done by heart. What's that? What's that? Finally, I am ready. Give me one. One from you, one from me. I know you hate me to work. Where? Okay. You know what she said? What she said? What she said?
Stay here.
I cannot hear you.
Stay here.
What meaning dick? I do not know. What's the meaning dick? What's that? What else? What meaning dick? This is the answer. If you do dick, you are alive. If you not do dick, you are dead. Who said that? Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a hadith of the meaning of whoever remember Allah, the difference between the life and dead heart, the one who remember Allah and do not remember Allah. You see? If you remember Allah, you are alive. If you do not remember Allah, you are dead. Who tell me here, alive or dead? Tell me. You are alive? Why? You do like a lot of things. This is the only way to be alive. You understand me or no? If I want to be alive, what I do? What's that? I cannot hear you. What's that? I cannot hear you. Masha Allah. You see? Our elder said it. Be in a state of dhikr. If you always remember Allah, you are alive. If you do not remember Allah, you are dead. What time now? What time, Sheikh? Subhanallah. I'm losing my voice and we have 45 minutes to go. Or unless you want to go. You want to go enough? What do you want?
Continue.
Why we want continue?
Because we need knowledge.
You sure? Okay, who going to repeat everything I said? Come on. It's only a few words. I'm not telling you to repeat everything. I will ask you to repeat the word I said. The word you're learning. No. The right sequence and focus. And tell me each word and what it means. Come on, if you forget now, what happened if you pass by the gate? What's that? Okay. MashaAllah. What else? How you gain everything? And? No, it's said in the right sequence. Intention? No. Inviting?
dua and dhikr to do what? For what? What is the dhikr for? To what? No, to have your life is hot. Your heart is alive. If you do dhikr, your heart is alive. If you have no dhikr, your heart is dead. Do you understand me? Basically, if I want my heart to be alive, what I do? What's that? Dhikr. If I want my heart to be dead, what I do? I do not remember Allah. Any question, any concern? Let me sit down for a moment. Any question, any concern? How much we do dhikr? How much we do dhikr? What's that? How much we do dhikr? What time salat al dhuhr? What time salat al dhuhr? 1 o'clock? Okay. If you do not give me a question, I will leave. And it has to be a good question. Whoever give me a question can benefit everybody. And to please Allah, you know, you have a gift. But it has to be a really good question. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And can benefit everybody. And will be the key of goodness. With me. And otherwise, I will ask you a question, and whoever do not answer, I will take money from them. What do you think?
It's fair.
It's fair. I will ask you a question about what I teach you today. Whoever do not answer, I will take money from them. You won't do that? Yes or no? Aklima, can you repeat what I said? What's the first one? All of you will be questioned. Now is the time. I will go one by one. Nobody would be spared. Eh? You know what I'm doing? Anybody tell me why I'm doing that? I want you to gain. I want you to leave with something. Because if you leave with this few words, I'm not teaching you a big topic. Believe me, by the word of Allah, I'm not teaching you a big topic. It's a few words. But this is a few words. It's your life. Is your life. Who want to repeat what I said? In the sequence and with the meaning. Somebody knew. Somebody I did not, he did not talk to me. What about the girl 28 years old? Okay, her mom. Can you tell me? Go ahead. You escape, you know.
What are some of the actions, the cause you will define that when a brother or a sister dies for a cause of promoting Islam, what are some of those deformations?
MashaAllah. What is the definition? When a Muslim die in the cause of Islam. This some people ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, is the one who go fighting in the path of Allah, he's the only one become martyr, shaheed? He said, no. Every Sikh, he died in his own illness, but with contentment, he's a shaheed. Every person, he have sickness, but he is content and patient with what Allah gave him, he died, he's a shaheed. People who drown in a sea is a shaheed. People, if a wall fall down on you on accident, but you are on the right path, you are a shaheed. By this way, is many levels of shahada. In many levels. What's that? What's that? Oh, woman in a moment of birth. If a woman is pregnant, and in the time of delivery she died, she's a martyr. I'm not going to ask about all this. The first few words, the one we learned today. Don't be shy. I know you Guyanese do not like to talk. You do not like to learn. You do not like to give anything. But we have to break this silence. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, shyness is good, except in one thing. What is it? What is it? Shyness is good, except one thing. What is it? What's that? Seeking knowledge. Silent is, shyness is good, except in one condition, seeking knowledge is not recommended at all. By this way, every time I sit down with a woman class and be silent, how you gain? You will not gain too much, but if you interact and you really repeat, you will remember. And this is how you learn. You want or you do not want? Try. I'm not going to bite somebody, I'm not going to kill somebody. I'm fasting, I cannot eat. Okay? A few words we learn. Do you have them in your heart? Sister, do you have them in your heart? Okay, repeat it. How you know? Okay, if you do not get answer, I think this is good. What do you think? Encourage your mom to get the answer quick. Say it, please, for your own goodness. Because if you repeat things loudly, you remember. If you keep it hidden, as soon or later you forget and you're not gaining any knowledge. Believe me, I'd like to ask every one of you. But what happened in Guyana, every time I ask somebody, they feel insulted. Imagine if I try to encourage you to learn, you feel insulted. The elder is elder. What about the youngest? Can you repeat what I said? Why not? How old are you? 21? 12. I heard 21. You see, I cannot hear you. Are you too young to talk? Can you repeat what I said? This is real world. I'm not asking for a big topic. What is it? What's that? No, you have to be in sick ones. Imagine if you forget it now. What is the first thing to make Allah love me? Say it loud, please, once and for all. Everybody say it. Say it loud, please. Everybody say it loud.
Contentment.
I do not want to see anybody's face down. Everybody's up and loud, please.
Contentment. Contentment.
I'm saying something bad.
No.
Okay, say it loud.
Contentment.
This is the first thing to gain the pleasure of Allah. What's the second? What is it in Arabic?
Yaqeen.
Say it loud.
Yaqeen.
I cannot hear you.
Yaqeen.
I cannot hear you.
Yaqeen.
What does yaqeen mean?
Certainty of faith.
Okay. Is this true? What he will do to me? Number one, it will gain the pleasure of Allah. The yaqeen will give me the treasure of Allah. Right or wrong?
Yes.
Now, how I gain all this quality? What's that? Loud, one at a time.
Invitation
to what?
Inviting
to what? No, inviting to the quality is missing or you want. Inviting to the quality is missing or you want. Whatever you want, you invite to it. You will gain. And also what else?
Dua.
Dua. You call Allah, you ask Him. This is a big topic. Okay, what else? Zikr, what's the power of zikr? What is it? I cannot hear you.
Alive or dead?
You want to be alive or dead? What's that? If you are doing zikr, you are alive. Your heart is alive. If you don't do zikr, what happens? You're dead. What I do with you? I want to ask all of you to make sure before you leave you have it. Who volunteer and stand up, tell me, I will do it again.
I have a question.
Go ahead. You make my day, I hope it's a good one.
It's about when you come to market to Friday Jumma.
Okay.
You sit when you come, you sit one place, right? Some people get moving.
I see. Okay. The question is, when a woman go to the masjid in a time of Jummah, Salah, and she start moving and talking, can it do it? Okay. Number one, Jummah is not obligation for a woman to come to masjid in Jummah. But is recommended to feel she's a part of a Muslim. Okay? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and he's the only one can talk, not me and you. He said, don't command your woman to go to masajid, and don't forbidding them to go to masajid. You heard what Rasulullah said? Don't command them to go to masjid, and don't deny them of going to the masjid. Who said that? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You understand me? But once I am in Jummah, is a manner, is an adab I have to do. Once adhan is called, I be sitting quietly. And I should not talk at all. And I listen. Okay? And I do not talk at all even after the Jummah finished. Because the Musalla, the place where I pray, is a place that does not belong to me, is not belong to anybody, it belongs to Allah. By this way, I have no right to talk and keep talking, woman talk. And all men complaining. After that, men said, no woman in the place. Why men do that? Because woman, and that's it. By this way, you're losing your salah, and you're losing a lot of good deed, and you are talking nonsense. You understand me? Unless you do dhikr, and even if you do dhikr, you do it loud or clear or calm. Quietly. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question quick. Do you own your body? Yes or no?
No.
Do you own your husband?
No.
Do you own your children?
No.
Do you own anything?
No.
Who's the owner?
Allah.
But why we stuck today? When somebody has a wife or a husband, we stuck. We're almost like worshiping the husband or the wife. It's almost like I own him.
this belongs to me. Is this right word? No. It's a trust. It's an amanah. Similar with our children. Similar with our money. Similar with everything we have. Whatever we have or we do not have is a trust. Allah will ask us about it. You understand me? Now, one of the things Allah loves so much and He makes us really so pleased, you say it in the beginning, is sharing. To share with others. Sharing your food is one. Sharing your shelter is one. What is another sharing in Islam? Today we do not like to talk about it. I heard about Guyanese woman, they hate this topic. I'm going to open it now. What is it? What's that? What's that?
Sharing a husband.
Sharing a husband. What is the name of that in Islam? What's that? What's that? What's the name of that?
They're saying,
yes.
They're saying adultery.
Yeah. Who said adultery? No, sister, you cannot say that. Why? Because it's a license. Allah gave it to the man. Can I deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala license? Do I have the power to deny the right Allah gave it to my man? Let me ask a question. If you have your neighbor is hungry and is starving to death, it will be obligation to feed her or not? If you find your neighbor is having no clothes and she needs shelter, you share with her or no?
Share with her.
Why in the ummah when we have plenty of women more than men, and Allah gives a license to the man to marry more than one wife, at this moment we stop? Is this justice?
If the husband marries the wife, like you have a wife,
yeah,
and if she gives the consent to marry another wife, but then he can go ahead, but he must not go behind her back and he doesn't have that woman.
Okay, what happened is what she said. If the man go behind her back and marry another woman, and without her consent, what's the word?
Consentment.
What?
The man needs the permission of his wife.
Oh, no. No, no, no. The permission already done by the Almighty Allah. Can me, as a woman, say to my husband, no? No. You have no right. What happens if he's a bad man and he has a no good quality? Is his problem, not my problem. My problem to obey Allah and be content with what Allah gives me. Do you know the problem? This is a lack of iman. This no understanding of iman. Meaning I have no respect to myself and I have no respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look today in the Muslim ummah, plenty of women all over and nobody buy them. And after that, they're committing all kind of adultery. Who's the criminal? Anybody tell me? Who's the criminal? If I'm a woman, and I want my house to be neat and beautiful, but all the sisters of Islam, of mine, they can go to hell, they can go to street, they can do whatever they want, but nobody touched my husband. What kind of woman am I? I'm a selfish woman, or I'm a just woman? Tell me. Selfish. Do you know in Afghanistan, for example, Afghanistan has 5.5 million women extra. Yes, 5.5 million women extra living in the camps. Is it justice? Is it justice? What about Algeria? What about Egypt? What about Somalia? Is it statistics? The ratio and the level of women is above men. Now imagine I'm a woman, I marry, I like my husband, I like my house, I like my kids, but all the women go to hell. I don't care about them. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this license? Do you think Allah is not wise? One of the most attributes of Allah, what his name? The wise one, Hakim. Why he allowed it? Anybody know? What's the wisdom behind it? You know the best answer I heard it from American woman. The best answer I heard it from American woman. Not a scholar, not a Muslim woman, not a Muslim man. The best answer I heard it in my life from American woman. Do you know what she said? She said the jihad of the woman and her husband. The jihad, the one really is struggling to show Allah her own iman, is marriage. Why? Because the ultimate thing she really stuck with it is a husband or her kids. Why today we are in trouble? Because everybody says, my kids, my wife, my husband, my house, my kids, my wife, my husband, my house. But nobody think about Islam. Nobody think about Muslim. If I have today in Guyana, thousands and thousands of women has no husband, and we go give them charter, okay? And we give them charter. But what about their own need? What about who will take care about them? Is this justice or injustice? You see? The early Islam, the pillar of the early Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have the foundation of it. You know what he said? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. You will not be a believer unless you love to your brother what you love to yourself. This is a pillar in Islam. You will not be a believer until you love to your brother what you love to yourself, or you love to your sister while you love to your son. Today, where is that or among us? Look at the companion when they went to Medina. Why Allah opened for them? Look at the early companion in Medina, what they said. They said, welcome, welcome the people of migrator. You want my wife, take my wife. You want my house, take my wife and my house. Whatever you take, take. This iman, because you know, husband, wife, kids, money, anything, it's just a part of a tribe. It's not something I own. It's a misunderstanding. And this is why when a man is stuck, he go and he do it behind his wife. Can a man do that? Yes, but it's not recommended. He has the right to do, but it's not recommended. Anybody tell me why? Why is not recommended? Why is not recommended for a man to go marry the second wife behind their wife, the first wife? Why? It can be done. It's no haram, but is not recommended. Why? Anybody give me the right answer?
Because it is not right.
What's that?
Because it is not right.
No. You see, you guys are so intelligent. You give me a word, it's so open. It can mean everything. Be specific. Any man knows the answer. Why is not recommended to marry another wife without the knowing, not the permission, the knowing of the first wife? Why? What's the wisdom behind it? It caused problem in the community. Because the whole purpose to have brotherhood and sisterhood, to help each other, to have unity, not division. And also, it breaks the jealousy inside the woman. Because once the problem with the woman is jealousy. Jealousy, it kills, it destroys, it makes you blind, it makes you selfish, it makes you greedy, not thinking about others. And once you have that, you finish it. Your iman always will be limited. You cannot do too much. Because you always think about yourself, not other. But the real iman, how I give to other, not how I accumulate. Any question about this topic? Any question about concern about this topic? Go ahead, come. But loud.
My grandfather, for example, when I share with you, a lot of men do it in a hidden way. And a lot of men have a good reason for doing so. My grandfather took a second wife with the knowledge of my original grandmother. And I believe it was healthy for him. And we find it a lot. It's very common. in our past, if we go back to our grandparents, they did it, but we are ashamed to talk about it. We do not have the knowledge. And this is something very important we have to accept and acknowledge. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives rights to men and women. Men have rights. When their needs are not fulfilled, a lot of mischief can happen, and this is a way out. It's a solution. It is not a rule, it is a solution to many problems. Like one sister said, a home, a house, has windows or exit doors. This is one way out of a situation.
She mentioned one point only, if a man has a need. But what about the woman's need in the ummah? For example, if you have the average five women to men, or four women to men, what are you going to do? If every man marry one woman, it leaves 3 to 4 out. What are we going to do with them? Marry non-Muslim and let them go to hellfire? Is this what we're doing? And we happy? Yes, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. Do you know who will be the criminal at this time? The wife, the one she's killing her husband. If you look to the crime of the companion, you know what they used to do? They used to encourage each other. And the wife said, oh my husband, so-and-so is a good woman. Why you do not go and marry her? She's good. Look at the quality of Iman. Because if you are a believer of paradise, if you believe in the hereafter, you do not worry about this life. You worry about accumulating goodness in this life, not accumulating what you like in this life. If I think about myself, and I'm not thinking about others, this is the condition we have today. Look at the condition we have today. You know in Algeria, because you have all this internal war, you know what happened? Almost 2.5 million women without men. In Egypt, at least 2 to 4 million women without men. When I said without meaning, even if all the men marry, you still have left over 2 to 4 million women. I went to Latin America South. You have some area, 7 to 1. Meaning every 7 women has only one man in a population. Is this not scary? Because we got closer to the Day of Judgment. And Rasulullah talk about it. But who's supposed to help the mankind to help the situation? Us. It's a trial for man, don't think about it. You think it's something nice for man? No, it's a trial. Because it has to do justice. But the main thing is in here, is the bounty and the success of the community. If I have 3-4 women without no husband, what I can do? Tell me. If everyone said, my husband, don't touch, my husband, don't touch, my husband, don't touch, and I left over with a community, has many women without husband, what do we do with them? If you have a solution, tell me. If you have a solution, please talk to me. Tell me, what we do with the rest of the women? Is any man in here knows the answer? What we do with the rest of the women in the community has no husband. What we do with them? Sell them? Give them away to somebody else? You know what I see in Latin America? I see a man, and he's supposed to be a man. You know what he said to the woman? Deny Islam. Become non-Muslim and go marry whatever you like. And so, a man, he told me, he has 200 people in his family. All of them become Christian because the majority was women and they have no men to marry. And the lack of knowledge, the lack of faith, the lack of understanding, the lack of support, this is what he did. You people doing it. You do not believe me? Look at your own family. You hardly see one family without any mix between Hindu and Christian. And actually, a Muslim man can marry a Christian or a Jew, but a woman Muslim cannot. It's forbidden completely. Do you see now? Where is the mercy among each other? Tell me, where is the mercy among each other? If I make my husband limited, and I make my husband limited, And what happened? The community is going down. If I do not set the role model and say, please go try, you try, you try, if everybody try, and we change the lack of the understanding, this is how we rise. And this is how Allah sends the mercy. Because now we divided. We divided all what Allah gave us. Is this understood or no? Yes or no? Is anybody has a doubt about this topic? Honest to Allah. Honest to Allah, your pastor. You have a doubt about this topic?
Can you comment on Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hajar and Sarah and Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his marriage? No, not only that. She tell me, can you talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam when Sarah, she cannot have birth? And Sarah tell her husband Ibrahim, go marry my own, you know, slave to have your own child. Is this not a role model for us? What about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why he have multiple marriage? To teach us what? For the need of the community, for the need of the ummah, is needed and very healthy. Let me tell you something else. I said to some men today, do you know in Quran, when Allah talk about this topic, He did not say about one. He said, مَثْنَا وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ Two, three, and four. And if you cannot do justice, by one. Get one. By this way, if you look at the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, two, three, and four. One scholar, one of the biggest scholars, I learned from them when I was young. He said, actually the roots of Sharia is two, not one. The roots of Sharia is two, not one. Allah did not say one, two, three, four. He said two, three, and four. And if you cannot do justice, is one. And justice in here is justice of two. Justice of money and justice of time. That's it. But justice of love, it will never happen. Because love belongs to Allah. But the justice of time...